You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We have just established a mis- and disinformation governance board in the Department of Homeland Security to more effectively combat this threat, not only to election security, but to our homeland security. We are disseminating information to the secretaries of state. We are counseling them and providing resources to ensure better physical security. We are addressing all aspects of election security, given, of course, the midterm elections that are upon us and the fundamental integrity of our democratic processes that is at stake.
This is April the 28th, 2022. Those are the words of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. You heard it right. They are establishing a department and sending notices to states that we're going to basically try to control information. Now, that's not what he said exactly, but let me give you the response from it already. This is the kind of thing that it's born out of the fact that we have Twitter purchased by Musk, and all the Twitter people are going crazy. How are we going to get back in control of the information? Because that was pretty much their domain, along with other big tech operations, that if anything is wrong, or you say something wrong, contrary to their beliefs, they'll ban you and kick you off. But if Musk is going to control Twitter, oh my God, we need something else. So here's Mayorkas responding to a question from a Democrat congressman from Rhode Island about what are you going to do to help improve that we don't have misinformation and disinformation, specifically about elections, but they're talking about in general. And he said, we are establishing a special unit. We're going to get in that more detail because it's going to affect you, not only just election, but anything, again, that comes from the government, as if you already believed anything from the government. Glad to have you on board, reminding you that when we are on the air live, we are also streaming at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com in the search engine, put one word, Larry Connors, USA, and that'll open up a page that has several previous presentations, and go down the page, you'll find out where to punch live, and bang, you're right in the studio with us. And we are loaded today. We've got a lot of material in front of us. In one part, I've got Mayorkas, of course, facing questioning again from members of Congress. What are you doing to secure our border? Here you want to talk about securing and controlling freedom of speech. What are you doing about securing our border? And some of the words being used and thrown at him, they may seem harsh, I'm certain, to him and to fellow Democrats, but they're on point. And part of the plan that Mayorkas says they have, you need to know the plan is to rob medicines and personnel from our VA hospitals, all of that intended for our veterans, and give it to illegals. I'll break that down for you. My guest today, Stephen Bryan, Center for Security Policy, has a new book coming out, Stopping a Taiwan Invasion. I'm very interested in that. But also something he just published in the Asia Times, Biden is recklessly pushing Putin to make good on threats of using nuclear weapons. We'll find out exactly how he sees that playing out. Biden continues to make it clear that we're in this to win, and constantly veiled threats about using nuclear weapons. And according to Stephen Bryan, who has a lot of decades of knowledge of this, he said what Biden is doing is not helping put out the fire. He's fanning the fire. Which brings me also to a situation that happened years ago down in Texas when I was at a station. You know, you hear those tests of emergency broadcast system interruption sometimes. There's a certain protocol that's supposed to be followed if it's not a test. And what happened at a TV station where I worked, if there had been a nuclear threat at that moment, the public would not have heard about it. I've got that and more. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief, and the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
How would you identify failure if it's not what you've delivered thus far? By God, man. On the moment, I've been called upon to resign by myself and others. Next year, if we have the majority in this committee, which we shall, you're still in office, you'll face impeachment. I ask you as a man, own this thing.
That is Congressman Clay Higgins, Republican of Louisiana, among members of Congress questioning Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security. What are you doing to secure our border? And the answer is basically, how would you define, identify failure? Mayorkas doesn't think he's failing. He thinks he's right on point. He thinks he's got everything done right. Let me give you an idea of some of the things coming up. I mentioned in the opening monologue, in case you missed it. Well, first, reminding you, we are live streaming right now at rumble.com. You go to rumble.com, go to Larry Connors USA, simply type in Larry Connors USA, one word, and then go to the live portion, and you'll join us in studio. I'm glad to have you. More and more doing so. Many of you end up having to watch it later in the evening. It's another way for me to connect with you, as in the old days with TV. But the point here being is that you're going to need as many different sources of information as you can get because the government's going to start controlling more and more, which we'll get into the second hour. But in this case, they want to tell you and sell you the story that everything is okay at the border. And we've got a plan. Now, I'd mention again in the opening monologue, part of that plan involves robbing from our U.S. vets. I'll get details for that in just a moment. But the plan that they say they've been working on, especially in response to the ending of Title 42, and remember, Title 42 put in place by the CDC as we're facing the COVID pandemic. Trump used it. Biden used it to some extent, not as much, and wants to get rid of it, and had telegraphed several weeks ago, I think we're going to end it by May 23rd, and about two or three days later, the CDC suddenly says, you know, we're going to drop Title 42. Yes, you're right. Somebody pulling the puppet strings, and the other side finally gets around to responding. And it just happens to be similar dates, does it? Just happens to be. So what are they going to do? Well, they say they have crafted a plan to, hear this, to more quickly and easily bus and fly border crossers into American communities. That's it. He's acknowledging, DHS Secretary Mayorkas admits, we're going to have a big group show up. We know that. There's 6,000 to 8,000 at last report at Tijuana waiting to come across May 23rd, and others are gathering and coming up. So to do that, he said, here's part of our plan. We will be prepared to hold approximately 18,000 non-citizens in custody at any given time. That will quickly be exceeded. 18,000 per day was the original estimate minimum. Now you got to be looking north of 20,000 per day. Said we have doubled our ability to transport non-citizens on a daily basis with flexibility to increase further. We are bolstering the capacity of non-government organizations, NGOs, to receive non-citizens after they've been processed by Customs Border Patrol. There's really no processing going on. They might take a name, may put a wristband on them, but it's not really processing. It's not vetting to make sure they are who they say they are and to make sure they're even from Latin America, Central America, South America, somewhere in Europe, and not Middle East jihadists slipping in, because we've already found evidence of at least 40, minimum 40 that we know of, that were on the no-fly list out of the Middle East. Why would that be? Well, because they fear that they are jihadists. But they now know they can simply come across the border. Do you not imagine that many are gathering right now in various planes and airports to fly into different locations to get closer to our southern border so they can come across with everyone else May 23rd? And our head of Department of Homeland Security, that is part of his job, Homeland Security, he's ignoring the most principal part of his job. He's going to continue to facilitate it. But he insists, he writes in his publication, this: we're going to verify their identities through a review of their documents. Many of them have no documents with them. And biographic information. And there's not, you don't have any previous DNA. How are you going to get around to that? As well as the collection of biometric records. You might swab a cheek and take a DNA, and that might pass for your best COVID test, swab up the nose, but they're not really testing for that. They're not vetting for security purposes. But he says and insists, each individual processed by Customs and Border Protection is screened against numerous records systems. Then how the hell do you tell me folks continue to come in across our border that have been expelled from this country 2, 3, 5 times on criminal charges, even convictions, expelled from the country, and then they come across again? And we don't know it until they commit another crime, aside from coming across our border. This administration is destroying the nation. And these NGOs are going to be collecting a lot of money, taxpayer dollars. Again, these are non-government organizations. Some of them really mean well. They are religious-based, and they're trying to help provide needs, humanitarian needs. Some are taking over hotel chains and saying we will be paying the hotel X dollars under a government plan, and we will facilitate it. And you're going to find more fraud being exposed as we go deeper into that. Just the same as we're seeing now with a lot of the COVID dollars, more and more questions on a daily basis as to how that COVID money is being spent. I don't know if you're aware of it, but in one of the folks listening in the St. Louis City area would know possibly, or St. Louis County, there's a big shopping mall that was going to be destroyed, and the county was going to use basically what amounted to recovery money, infrastructure, COVID, whatever you want. It was not intended, $6 million plus, to tear down an old shopping center. And there's efforts underway now to stop it, and ironically coming from other members of the left saying we want that money to go for our operation. So it's a fight over it. But the Democrats also admit that ending Title 42 is going to be a big problem for their election odds, but they're going to do it anyway. They're just going to roll the dice. So Mayorkas is in front of Congress for these hearings, and he's facing these various questions. And when you listen to this wimpy, wishy-washy response of this man, you can tell he has no idea of what he's even doing. He and Biden are cloned from the same DNA, it appears to me. Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, questioning Mayorkas.
Do you think that maybe, just maybe, your actions and your policies are encouraging migrants to come to the border? Moratorium on deportations was announced on day one by President Biden. You've ended Remain in Mexico. You've ended agreements with Northern Triangle countries. You've stopped building the wall. And in 25 days, Title 42 goes away. Do you think that's encouraging people to come to the border?
Congressman, the increase at the border is the result of a number of factors, and it's a regional phenomenon.
Maybe a number of factors. I'm asking about those specific factors, your actions, your policies.
I do not. I think
you don't?
I think that individuals...
Come on. You went to Berkeley. You went to Loyola. You're no dummy. You understand. The folks I represent, good people, they understand that when you put those kind of policies in place, that encourages, incentivizes people to come. And I haven't even talked about the biggest incentive, Mr. Secretary. The biggest incentive for people to come is they know they're going to get released. You're going to let them go.
Yeah, they're going to let them go and, in fact, fly them to somewhere else in the U.S. Governor Abbott continues to bus illegals from the southern Texas border to D.C., taking them right to D.C. Doesn't order them to get on the bus. Jen Psaki made a big deal. He can't do that. He has no authority to tell them to do that. No, he just says, hey, you guys want to go to D.C.? Jump on the bus. He's trying to get them out of his communities and put them into a blue city state like D.C. Let them handle it. Some will stay there, some won't. Now, the plan of the Mayorkas, when they say they're going to fly more and bus more, they are not telling you when or where. They don't want you to know where they're putting them. And here you've got Mayorkas saying, I think we're doing just fine. Really? Congressman John Katko, Republican of New York, reacting to that kind of testimony, said, there's not a single Border Patrol agent who says anything other than the border is out of control. That's now. That's before Title 42 goes away. Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican of Texas, asking Mayorkas, you need to have a reckoning with yourself when it comes to handling this border crisis. You're going to have to come some kind of reckoning. Are you going to stand up to the administration and say, look, I have to do my job. You asked me to be Department of Homeland Security Secretary. I need to do my job or I will resign. He's either going to have to do that or face impeachment by Republicans. Same thing you heard a moment ago from Congressman Higgins. And then where are they going to get medical supplies and medical help for those who come across the border, the illegals, who might need that? And if they need it, well, certainly we want to do that. I mean, if you can't help but have a humanitarian spirit, especially if it involves children, even though they're being child trafficked and also being used sometimes to smuggle in fentanyl. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee, says the way the Biden administration is going to do it, they're going to rob our veterans. Listen.
This fact that he's trying to say, oh, it's all under control, we have a six-point plan, and the fact that part of their plan is they're going to take, get this, doctors and health care supplies from the VA, and they're going to use that for illegal immigrants at the southern border when we have a 250,000 caseload backlog at the VA. They're going to take it from our veterans, give it to illegal aliens.
Yep. And it's also, of course, going to create more homeless on the various streets, especially in the so-called sanctuary cities and states. You folks in California who don't like what you've already seen in San Fran and L.A., and then you go to Detroit or you go to D.C., you're going to see more and more homeless. When you do, when you see those homeless tents and camps and people urinating, defecating everywhere, and syringe needles dropping here and there for children to pick up, remember it happened on the Biden watch. Because the first thing he did when he got into office is wipe out the Trump stay in Mexico policy until we adjudicate if you're truly seeking sanctuary. It's on the Biden watch. But they'll try to distract you. They got a lot of ways to try to do that. Coming up, something else that the Biden administration wants to do is get back into that nuclear plan with Iran, which Obama had in place. Word coming out of a former lawmaker in Iran admitting, we have always planned to build a nuclear weapon. And the Obama administration helped us get closer. Stand by.
Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
ببین ما اول که وارد این فعالیت هسته‌ای شدیم واقعا هدفمون ساخت بمب بود دیگه ما تعارف که نداریم
یعنی شما میگید هدف ساخت بمب بوده
صد درصد
هدف کی این بوده یعنی هدف افراد خاص یا کل نظام
کل نظام یا همه اونایی که این فعالیت رو شروع کردن
I know that was hard for you to understand. I played it specifically for that, for those who do speak and understand the former Iranian lawmaker being interviewed about the plans Iran had for nuclear capability. In that clip, this former deputy parliament speaker, he was in an interview with Iran's Student Correspondents Association, state-run operation. They insist they're independent, but they're state-run. Nothing's going to come out of Iran unless they want it to come out of Iran. And he was acknowledging that we always, in fact, when he was asked, was the plan to build a bomb? He said, yes, 100%. He said, when we began our nuclear activity, our goal was indeed to build a bomb. There's no way to beat around the bush. That's basically what he was saying in that piece. And yet, the Obama administration kept telling us they just want to come out of the Stone Age. They want to have the ability to have nuclear power plants and not make a bomb, but to improve the lives of their people. And I have said repeatedly, no, they wanted to put you into the Stone Age. And today, word coming out of the White House, actually late yesterday after we finished, Secretary of State Blinken, Iran is only weeks from a nuclear breakout, and to blame, if you're looking to blame someone, it should be the Trump administration. The Trump administration. Well, of course, because it's on Biden's watch. Biden has been trying to get Iran and the other nations, that would include France, Germany, the U.S., and Russia, to get together with Iran and reconnect that joint program that was going to supposedly, according to Obama, would keep them from developing nuclear weapons. It was never going to do that. We were not going to be allowed to have a full free inspection at any point. And we knew it then. So when Trump got into office, eventually got around to tearing it up. And, of course, now they're saying Iran is close within weeks of having a nuclear weapon, and you can blame it on Trump. Well, if you go back to this interview, I'm going to let you hear a clip of it again. I know it's hard to follow if you don't understand the language. He said, our plan was to go and build the bomb, definitely, but we failed to really keep our full plan secret.
شما میگید اون کار خوب بوده.
اون حالا که شروع کرده بودیم و دیگه می‌خواستیم کار خوب بیرون شما اگه میتونستیم اینو حفظش کنیم و بمب آزمایش می‌کردیم کار تموم شده بود. مثل در پاکستان
حالا مثلا همین پاکستان یا کره شمالی اینا که دارن مگه اوضاع خوبی دارن.
خب بالاخره روشون حساب می‌کنن دیگه.
ما رو ایران هم حساب می‌کنن بدون بمب.
If you speak Farsi, you understand exactly what he was saying, and that is we were going to keep it secret with regard to what we were going to do until we'd performed a nuclear test. Then it would have been a done deal, like they did in Pakistan. Then we would have proceeded to the threshold, but we didn't keep everything as secret as we wanted and should have. And then the interviewer asked about, was this not going to damage the current JCPOA talks where, again, that Biden is trying to bring together the various nations to work with Iran to once again take the sanctions off Iran, give them money, as long as they don't continue down this path. So when the guest is asked that question, is this going to affect the JCPO? Let you hear just a brief clip.
میگن آقا آیه قرآن میگه که ترهبون به عدو بلا یعنی ما بترسونیم ولی خب استفاده نکنیم. از این نظر میگم میتونیم بسازیم.
All right. Farsi is beyond my comprehension. Let me translate it for you by other sources, not mine, obviously. Went on to say, no, we were going to do what we wanted to anyway. He said, some rely on the verse of the Quran, strike fear in the hearts of Allah's enemy. This means we should build the bomb to intimidate, but not to use it. And that Khomeini himself doesn't want us to use it. But once they have it, what do you think would be done? My next guest says right now what Biden is doing is pushing Putin closer to using a nuclear weapon. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My next guest we've had on numerous times before. He's a senior fellow with the Center for Security Policy. And he also has a new book coming out, Stephen Bryan. He did this book in connection, and I should say in coordination with Lieutenant General Halston, USMC, retired, Stopping a Taiwan Invasion. Stephen, first of all, glad to have you on board, sir.
Glad to be with you.
I want to get into your book. That was the original reason we booked you, but then something I just saw that you put out on the Asia Times, I have to bring to the center and to the front, and that is, it is titled, U.S. on Brink of Recklessness in Ukraine, adding, in your words, the Biden administration is needlessly, dangerously pushing Russia towards actualizing its nuclear threats. What the hell is going on?
Well, it's been going on for a long time. I mean, the U.S. has, in effect, pushed the Ukrainians into confrontation with Russia, and the Russians didn't need to be pushed very hard to get angry. But I think the real problem is the U.S. has told the Ukrainians, don't negotiate with the Russians. I think this thing could be settled by negotiations. And I think it's in the interest of everyone that it should be settled by negotiation. Unfortunately, the Biden people don't see it that way. And they just don't seem to understand about nuclear weapons and what kind of threat that is.
Well, they do or they don't. And let me touch one point and then expand on that. You're talking about how they're trying to handle it, and you got U.S. Defense Secretary Austin saying the U.S. intends to weaken Russia so it can't fight another war, and Austin saying the U.S. wants Russia completely defeated. That suggests a regime change, which we were supposedly telling Putin, no, we never called for that when Biden made his remarks the other day. That's the kind of stuff that puts Putin in a corner and says, if I feel I'm cornered and you're going to do that, then I will unleash everything I've got.
Yeah, exactly. You got it right. I mean, that's the difficulty. It's nonsense from Austin. He ought to shut his mouth. I mean, that kind of threat to the Russians is almost guaranteeing a nuclear response. I mean, the one thing we learned in the Cold War was to try and avoid confrontations with Russia that could involve nuclear weapons.
Now, you're talking about nuclear weapons spreading and everything. The White House is now warning that Iran is only weeks from a nuclear breakout. Iran, and they're blaming the Trump administration.
And they knew it all along anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they wanted to negotiate with the Iranians and put back this so-called regime that was supposed to, called the JTOAC, which is supposed to stop them from making bombs, but it never did. I mean, they've been doing it all, working on it all along. They're getting very close.
And we never were under even that Obama agreement. It was never a treaty. We were never really going to get inspections. We still haven't. And money, you know, was still going to be flowing into Iran, could be used for terrorist activities around the world. So they've continued anyway, and now the White House, the Biden administration, is admitting, yeah, they're closer to having it, but it's because Trump pulled out of that plan. If he would stayed in it, they wouldn't be doing this.
Well, I mean, what's really going on is that their negotiations with the Iranians are going nowhere because the Iranians keep raising the price. You know,
Good point.
You know, now they want to take sanctions off of the Revolutionary Guard, which is causing trouble all over the Middle East and around the world. That kind of nonsense.
Well, and to that extent, Russia, there was before you joined us, I had a former Iranian lawmaker that was talking about our intent all along was to build a bomb. Of course it was. And Russia's envoy to the Iran nuclear talks last month admitting Tehran, quote, got much more than it could expect in the latest presentation of the nuclear deal.
Yeah, I think that's a Russian attitude, but I think the problem is that there's no deal.
Yeah.
And that the Biden people have allowed most of the sanctions to be lifted on Iran. They've received billions of dollars for doing nothing. And you know, it's just the wrong approach.
All right, so let me get to your book, obviously, because I do want to talk about it could be our next Ukraine issue, and that is stopping a Taiwan invasion. That's coming out this Monday, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. And it's available already on Amazon.
Okay, stopping a Taiwan invasion. This obviously gets into China wanting and watching Russia deal with Ukraine and what's happening. It's got to be playing off of that stage, correct?
Yes, it is. I mean, it didn't need much encouragement.
Yeah.
They were doing it before the Ukraine war. And they're doing it more and more. I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on Taiwan. And their real objective isn't Taiwan. Their real objective is to get the United States out of the Pacific.
Entirely.
Themselves. Yeah, that's the point.
Well, thumbnail sketch, how are we going to stop a Taiwan invasion?
Well, the number one thing we need to do is create a common command for all our Asian friends and allies, including Taiwan. In other words, we have to bring in Taiwan from this crazy isolation that we've imposed on it and treat them like an equal and get them engaged with Japan and South Korea and ourselves in building up a defensive alliance that can really function. That's the main point of the whole book. And it's a very critical step because if we do it, we will hand China a major defeat and they know it.
Is it something that could have also been implemented before Ukraine escalated to where it is now?
Yeah, it could have been implemented any time, but I think now, you know, everybody in in the Pacific region is very nervous. I mean, I had been in very close contact with a senior Japanese diplomat just 2 days ago, and he told me point blank, you know, we're really scared. I think that's the truth. And the U.S., you know, the U.S. administration's awful. I'd like to say something else, but they're just plain awful. They don't understand the dynamic.
That was my next point. I mean, even if you took this playbook and put it right in front of them and said, read it line by line, you'll see how to make sure there's no Taiwanese and an invasion of Taiwan. And maybe you'll find something in there you can back things up in Ukraine. I think you'd be ignored. You're not that smart. You're not that smart in their opinion.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I think there are other dynamics here. I mean, there is still a Congress as rotten as it is. There is public opinion, and I think the more the public demands that we grow up and behave properly and take our responsibilities seriously, the better chance the administration will realize for political reasons, if nothing else, that it has to do it.
This administration is acknowledging lifting Title 42 next month is going to have a tsunami of illegals coming in across our border in violation of federal immigration law. And it's going to hurt their own Democrats at the polls in 2022, if not into 2024. So they don't seem to really care, or they don't what they think they can do some flim flam at the last minute and change things.
You know, that's a question I can't really answer because I think they're crazy. So, I mean, they're inexperienced. They're ideological, far left. They're crucifying us when oil, we should be producing our own oil, but we're not. You know, they've cut the pipelines off. They just cut off Alaska, which had been agreed on previously in the Trump administration. I mean, stuff like that is completely counterproductive. It's hard to understand what the hell they're doing.
And I want to make it clear, since you mentioned Trump and the pipeline, again, we're listening to Stephen Bryan, Center for Security Policy, co-author of a book, Stopping a Taiwan Invasion. It's already available on Amazon, coming out officially Monday. But what we're talking about here is really shouldn't be political. This should be national security.
Right. You got it right. That's exactly what it should be. It should be national security. Say it as many times as you want. I mean, that's why I put this team together, because they're all professional. They're all senior military officials or senior civilians. None of them are ideological. None of them are political. They're giving a professional opinion. This is what you need to do. If you do it, then we can avoid war in the Pacific, and we can, you know, keep the democracies in the Pacific functioning, and we can save Taiwan. That's the whole idea.
Well, since we raised the political issue, would Russia, Putin, have made the moves against Ukraine if Trump had still been in office? Was it politics that was going to stop it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do you have a crystal ball?
No, I don't. No, sir, I don't.
I think they respected Trump. And the truth is, he respected them. So I think
he was colluding with them, don't you know?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think that's true at all. That's all nonsense. But but I think that because they regarded him as a strong man.
Yeah. Listen, Stephen, I thank you for your time as always. Stephen Bryan, Center for Security Policy, the book Stopping a Taiwan Invasion, available now on Amazon already and elsewhere, and full market May 2nd, this coming Monday. Coming up,
thank you,
Bet. American Express being exposed for its wokeness. Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
If you want to impress someone, I personally recommend Cafe Napoli, Clayton, our town and country, or St. Charles. Cafe Napoli offers private rooms for up to 50 guests, so plan a corporate party, an anniversary party, a birthday party, a party. Cafe Napoli has a location near you, Clayton, Town and Country, and St. Charles, where Cafe Napoli 3 is now serving lunch or Sunday brunch, only at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. Show me what you got.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
We know, of course, that corporations are blackmailed from time to time that you either sign up and take part in what we're doing or we will punish you. So it's more green mail. As long as you're giving us money and support, we'll back off. And in fact, we will even step forward and support you instead of condemn you. I'm looking at a piece composed by Breitbart talking about American Express, 172-year-old credit card company. I'm not quite that old. Anyway, the company adopted an anti-racism initiative designed to have privileged employees defer to marginalized groups. So in training sessions, white employees were told to identify the privileges or advantages you have. Note I said white employees. Well, if you go to Harvard, there are a lot of blacks at Harvard and others that say that Asians are getting privileged. Whites too, you think? Well, in this case, it's only white employees at Disney, at American Express. And I would bet there are a lot of Asian employees within American Express, or maybe they're classifying Asians as white. Would they like that? Or Latinos? Would they like to be classified as white? But the others are apparently all marginalized groups. So they brought in Khalil Muhammad, who told Amex employees, you should charge black customers lower premiums than white customers. Multiple Amex employees also claim the company was engaged in reverse discrimination. Now, I will insist to you, there is no reverse discrimination. It's either discrimination or it's not. It normally doesn't really seem to be that way, but it's discrimination, period. One supervisor told an employee, according to the employee, it would be advantageous and important for me to note that I am a minority when I apply for internal promotions. Uh-huh. The CEO apparently is behind many of these. He launched a 2020 effort spending $1 billion for, quote, racial, ethnic, gender equity. And, of course, speaking out against climate change issues and for them as they're needed. Multiple federal agencies, including the Federal Reserve, Treasury Department, so forth, have investigated Amex already for sales practices, including issuing phantom credit cards. You know, whether you just send a credit card to somebody, they start using it, and then they get a bill. Oh, well, I thought I was just getting this for free. And there have also been serious questions about how Amex is doing its business anyway that have enabled criminals to move their money through Amex. One engineer, apparently part of a black market nuclear network with credit cards, all because of serious systemic deficiencies of accounting inside Amex. But the wokeness also has caught up to them in the sense that employees are now recognizing that it'd be better for me not say I'm white. Maybe I need to say I'm a 10th Indian or something. Maybe I can get a promotion. Maybe Elizabeth Warren will come around and beat the drum for me, Senator Warren. Of course, the fight continues between Disney World and Florida. And Disney this last Wednesday gave the first look at a theater of Pixar's Lightyear. And 30 minutes into the movie, there's a kiss that occurs, a same-sex kiss. Well, it occurred in there, but then it got removed after backlash and because of the Florida parental bill basically saying sexual orientation and gender identity in K through third grade is banned. And you know kids that young are watching it. So they have this same-sex kiss. Well, the Disney employees got all upset again because it got cut out, and now they want it back, and they're demanding the kiss be put back in. Pixar employees accusing Disney executives of cutting nearly every moment of overtly gay affection. That's according to a letter sent to the company by the employees that want to identify as LGBTQ, and basically make everything put in front of your child deal with their issues. So they restored the same-sex kiss. I'm letting you know this because if you're going to take your children to see it, are you going to buy the DVD, then that's going to be in there at 30 seconds in. And the letter that was sent to Disney, obtained by Variety, said, "We at Pixar have personally witnessed beautiful stories full of diverse characters come back from Disney corporate reviews shaved down to crumbs of what they once were. Even if creating LGBTQA+1, whatever content was the answer to fixing the discriminatory legislation, we are barred from creating it." There's a real battle going on inside Disney. And shareholders have to be very concerned, those who are holding stock. I didn't even bother checking the stock lately. I don't have any. I certainly don't plan on buying any. Never been to Disney World. I know one of my nephews and my daughters, when they were younger, they went with their mom, but don't you just wish you could go back to the old days of Popeye and a can of spinach? Coming up in the next hour, the Department of Homeland Security wants to control information. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.